This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Beat Migs. I know Alex from Rainier is. Alex, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Alex has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What color pill did Neo take in The Matrix?
Green.
What was that?
Green.
No.
Blue.
No.
Red.
Correct. Who has the songs Piano Man and Uptown Girl?
Bruno Mars.
No.
Pass.
Which Stephen King novel takes place mostly in the fictional Overlook Hotel?
The Shining.
Correct. The Simpsons was a spinoff show of which American sketch series?
Pass.
What number is found in reference to the varieties on Heinz products?
No.
Heinz products.
Wow.
51. 51.
No.
What? Pat.
The Suns is a professional basketball team
47.
From where? No.
Phoenix.
Correct. What is the largest species of shark in the world?
Great white.
No.
Oh, tiger.
No.
Pass.
Which southern Italian city is usually credited as the birthplace of pizza?
I don't know. Pass.
Alex, you got 3 correct.
Haynes, oh, no. Sarah.
Okay,
Haynes underwear. Is that what we're doing?
You guys, I was telling these questions to my husband last night, and I said Haynes to him. Steve, don't listen to this.
Was it Heinz or
Haynes? And he... Okay, I'll tell you after. I'll tell everyone the story after. Hopefully, I don't mess it up again, though.
She just embarrassed herself, as always.
Well, these 60 seconds can't come quick enough.
Okay, Steve. Are you ready?
Yes!
What color pill did Neo take in The Matrix?
Blue.
No.
Red.
Correct. Who has the songs Piano Man and Uptown Girl?
Oh, go F yourself, kid. That's Billy Joel.
Your bestie. Correct.
I love that guy.
Which Stephen King novel takes place mostly in the fictional Overlook Hotel?
The Shining?
Correct. Mm. The Simpsons was a spinoff show of which American sketch series?
The Tracy Ullman Show.
Correct. What number is found in reference to the varieties on Heinz products? I did it.
57.
Correct. The Suns is a professional basketball team from where?
Phoenix.
Yes.
Been to one of their games.
What is the largest species of shark in the world?
Great white.
No.
Hammerhead.
No.
Jaws.
No. Which southern Italian city is usually credited as the birthplace of pizza?
Sicily.
No.
Rome.
No.
Naples.
Correct. Chris Pratt voices Emmett in what animated movie?
Guardians of the Galaxy?
No.
I don't know.
Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win. Yeah. 7-3. Sorry, Alex.
That's all right.
Oh, man, you sound so sad.
That did not sound all right.
Yeah.
I'm the best.
Okay, what I was trying to explain earlier, I read all these questions to George, you know, before, you know, to practice, because I'm not obviously the best at reading or pronunciating things.
I would never have been able to tell.
And I literally said, what number is found in reference to the varieties on Hanes products to him? And he didn't understand. He didn't understand the question. He's like, babe, it's like vines, but with an H. So I literally wrote on my sheet of paper, vines with an H. And I still pronounced it wrong to Alex.
Why didn't you just write it out and just spell it Hines, H-I-N-E-S? That way you wouldn't get confused.
That's how I should do it.
She wanted to talk about underwear, Steve. That's why.
Yeah. Okay, yes.
I know. What is the largest species of shark in the world?
Whale shark?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to guess baby shark, but I didn't want to. I was afraid that would happen.
I'm glad you eventually got Naples. I was afraid because you are Italian.
My Italian friends are going to be very mad at me.
And Chris Pratt voices Emmett in what animated movie? I'm surprised Barrett hasn't watched it or like it.
Maybe he has. I don't know.
Cars?
The Lego movie.
Oh, no, we've not watched that one yet.
It's coming.
It's a good one.
Oh, it's a good one.
You highly recommend?
I mediocrely recommend. But Steve, congratulations.
Thank you.
Live Night is coming back on December 13th, and we're going to be taking over Showbox Soto for the first time ever, and we don't have to wake up early that day. It's going to be amazing.
Yes.
Everything performed live, from the sound effects to the voice actors, the Barbershop Quartet will be back in the house, and of course, the KISW New Originals, Steve Miggs.
Because, a few of us from the men's room, like the Thrill, he's going to be on bass, Ryan Castle's going to be jumping on drums, myself as well, and in the men's room, we're going to be doing their show live, we're going to be doing our show live, and we just want the Rockaholics to come and hang out with us.
And the theme is A Nightmare Before Christmas. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea what kind of songs you're going to be playing yet, Steve?
No clue.
No. Well, I'm excited for that part, so you got to keep us posted. And if you want to grab those tickets, they are on sale now over at KISW.com. Who would you say is the greatest action movie star of all time?
Oh, I mean, it would have to be Steven Seagal.
Sorry.
Says the guy whose favorite movies are Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4.
You know, I don't know if I'd put Sylvester Stallone at number one. I think I'm going to have to go with Arnold.
That's a great choice.
I mean, how do you not go with Arnold?
Well, one of the most iconic action movie stars of all time said that he is about done with doing action films.
Say it ain't so.
We're going to tell you who it is after Nirvana.
The Daily Mix Show.
Liam Neeson says that he might just retire from action movies by the end of next year. How is this possible?
He can't. I watch all of his action films. Say it ain't so, Liam. I don't care how old you are.
So he says, quote, I'm 72. It has to stop at some stage. You can't fool audiences. I don't want my stunt double to be fighting my fight scenes for me. He does not have like a date in mind that he's going to, you know, hang up his action movie hat. But he does say that maybe it would be like by the end of next year.
Okay. All right. I mean, I think you should have the stunt people do it still for you. As long as he's doing his, like, I have a certain set of skills. His voice is what makes me love him in action movies.
I guess I kind of assumed he was having a stunt double most of his career.
I mean,
I don't know. I guess that makes him even more of a badass.
Yeah, for real.
So he recently finished filming a remake of The Naked Gun with Pamela Anderson. That's got to be a career highlight for him, I would think.
That's definitely not an action. I mean, maybe some action scenes. I'm kind of into seeing it, though.
I would, for sure. But first up is his latest action flick, and it's called Absolution, and that's going to hit theaters on November 1st.
Okay, have you heard anything about this movie?
No.
This is like the quintessential Liam Neeson movie, because once again, he's trying to save a family member. And I'm reading the synopsis of this. It says an aging gangster attempts to reconnect with his children and rectify the mistakes in his past, but the criminal underworld won't loosen their grip willingly. Here's the trailer.
I've been having these headaches.
Have you sustained concussions over the course of your life?
You could say that. Just tell me what I need to get better.
That voice. Just tell me what I need.
It's unmistakably him every time.
It's almost like he's doing a parody or an impression of himself.
Just tell me what I need to get better.
There is no treatment. Do you have anyone?
I thought I told you not to come.
Just wanted to see you.
That's his daughter.
This is your grandfather.
Mom says you're in prison. What for?
Not walking away.
Hey, you killed him!
He ain't dead. He's just stupid. The only way for me to do something right is by doing something bad.
Yeah. And I saw somebody comment on the YouTube page and it said, from protecting his girlfriend to protecting his daughter to now protecting his granddaughter, this is how old Liam Neeson has become.
Wow.
Which got me thinking. And I kind of want to put you guys to the test if you guys are up for it.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
Okay. It's nothing terrible. I promise you that. But, you know, he's known for playing roles that basically he's fiercely protecting his family. So I have a bunch of films and I want you to guess. Is he protecting his partner? So wife or girlfriend? His son? His daughter? Or all of the above? Okay. All right. Are you ready to do this?
Of course.
All right. Let's start with Taken. What do you think, Taryn?
Daughter.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, that's like the most iconic one. He's a retired CIA guy. He has to rescue his kidnapped daughter from human traffickers. That's kind of like what started the whole Liam Neeson family man.
Yeah.
All right, Danny.
All right.
Taken 2.
Okay. Daughter again.
Wrong. Oh. Ex-wife.
Oh.
They're both taken hostage by the relatives of those that he killed in the first film. Spoiler alert.
Why does he care about his ex-wife? What is this?
Spoken like a man who's divorced.
Thank you.
All right, Sarah. Let's keep on the Taken train. Taken 3.
All of them.
No.
Dang it.
Daughter, once again.
Okay, the daughter should just die at this point. Yeah, she's been taken twice. She needs to go.
This time he's framed for his ex-wife's murder, and now he must protect his daughter while clearing his name. Hmm. All right, let's move away from Taken movies. This movie is called, from 2014, Nonstop, where he's playing a U.S. Air Marshal. What do you think, Taryn? Is it partner, son, daughter, or all of the above?
All of the above.
Boom, you nailed it once again. This time he's dealing with an estranged relationship with his family and his motivation to save others. Hmm. All right, Danny.
Hi.
This one I don't think I've ever even seen. A Walk Among the Tombstones from 2014. Ooh. Plays a private investigator.
Son.
Wrong.
Oh, come on.
Wife, once again, seeking justice for a drug dealer whose wife was kidnapped and murdered, and now he has to avenge families in danger.
Wow.
All right, Sarah. Run All Night from 2015. Son, daughter, partner, or all of the above?
Let's go with partner.
Wrong. Son.
Dang it!
We should have switched.
He's got to protect his estranged son from a mob boss who seeks revenge.
Wow.
All right, Tom, we'll do a couple more. The Commuter from 2018. In this one, he's, I don't even know what he's, what kind of job he has, but he has to protect people.
Oh, man. Partner.
Nope. Family.
Damn. On the whole thing?
That's right. He's on a commuter train, and he has to protect his family. All right. Danny. Cold Pursuit from 2019.
Cold Pursuit sounds like a daughter movie.
Close. Son.
Aww.
He's a dad seeking revenge after his son is murdered by a drug cartel.
Whoa.
All right, one last one. Liam Neeson, Family Man. Honest Thief from 2020.
He's
a former bank robber, and he wants to turn himself in, but he doesn't because he has to protect somebody. Partner, son, daughter, or all of the above?
It better be all of the above. It's called Family Plan.
No, he was saying that he's a family man.
I said he's a family man. The movie's called Honest Thief, but Bob, thanks for playing along.
I thought it's all of the above.
Wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
He has to turn himself in to protect the future with his girlfriend, but ends up fighting to protect both of them from the corrupt FBI.
Wow.
He's doing too much.
He's just a bad parent.
Yeah, and bad spouse.
He's going to keep tabs on his kids more often.
I wanted to see how many movies he's even been in because I've only seen a couple. So I Googled Liam Neeson movies. It was bananas how many action films he's done.
And there are some that I don't even think made it to the theaters.
No.
Like some of these I think are just direct to on demand.
You know what's funny too is like you reading all of those and then you just saying that. I'm like, I have not seen, I don't think I've seen one action movie by Liam Neeson. The only thing I've ever seen by him are his comedic roles, which
you're missing an entire like swing of pure insanity and brilliance by Liam Neeson.
I mean, okay. But like A Million Ways to Die in the West, he plays the villain, he gets a flower shoved up somewhere. It's pretty amazing.
What? Was he protecting his family?
No.
See, that's the problem. In the comedies, he doesn't care about his family.
Yeah, he needs to do more of those.
You know what's funny is also as I'm reading these, I was like, I never saw that movie. And then I start reading the premise. I'm like, oh yeah, I totally saw that one.
So memorable, huh? There is a group of guys that are going viral for something that they have been doing every week for the last 56 years. 56 years. So what is it? We're going to tell you at 7:20. The Daily Mix
Show. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This Sunday, our Seattle Seahawks are taking on the Buffalo Bills at home.
Yes.
And tomorrow at this time, we will be chatting with a Seahawks player. We just don't know who it is yet, though.
But let's check with our coach, Mike McDonald. I think he knows.
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Oh, man.
Damn it. So we might just be doing this interview. They might just, like, the PR people are just going to hand the phone over to somebody on the Seahawks, and we're just going to go by the fly on the seat of our pants.
Please be DK. Please be DK.
I couldn't tell you.
Please be DK.
Is that, if you had to pick one person, you would go with
DK.
Oh, I'd go with Geno Smith.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Well, hopefully. Listen at 7:20 tomorrow for our Seahawks Spotlight, Rockaholics.
I couldn't tell you.
There is a group of guys in England that have met up for drinks almost every day, every Thursday since 1968.
I love this story.
They are all in their 80s now, and they have missed very few of these hangout beer clinking sessions over the years. Here they are talking about their group.
I bet we haven't missed in 56 years. I bet we haven't missed 25 Thursday nights. We're down to 7 or 8 now.
Oh, that's a little hot, heavy to think about. Like, there was probably more than 7 dudes, but now that they're getting older,
I didn't even
realize that. He's like, yeah, we're down to 7 now.
7 or 8 now. But we still meet every week. We don't do emotional type stuff.
I think you...
So, Danny, you're out. Sorry. Can't
no
go.
Crying.
You're not invited.
No crying.
We don't need no crying emo night guy.
I think you should.
We talk about our intimate illnesses and...
This glee club started with soccer and sex, which we discussed. And now we talk about pensions and prostate. So...
Soccer and sex to pension and prostate?
I love these guys.
That should be the name of the new Oasis record.
So, yeah.
How many times a night you get up to go to the toilet? That's
yeah,
what
yeah
talking
perfect.
About.
I love it.
I kind of want to post up at a bar with these guys.
Those sound like the most fun dudes in the whole world.
Not surprised that they make it a point every week to get together. They sound like they have a great time together. Keeps them young.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do you have any crazy tradition that you do like that?
We need to bring it back. It was a tradition that we did every year for the longest time, and that was our beer league hockey team, the Tacoma Donkeys. We would all make it a point. It's a little bit harder now. A lot of us have kids. But it was Easter weekend in Spokane. They call it the Hockey Classic. And it was a big tournament. Most teams go there to win. We go there to get wasted. We never win. But we don't care. We win in life. We get a party bus or we do whatever. We always do it up. And we go next level in our stupidity and have the best time. And everybody's invited on the bus. It's not like we're like you know, whoever shows up, come on and drink with us. It's always a great time.
So the Donkeys are still active, yes?
No. We tried, but they wouldn't. It's a long story. But we weren't able to get the team together. And I was kind of bummed. Because we finally got together, we're all like, let's put the team back together, but it just didn't happen. But We're talking about potentially just doing tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
Just so that we can go back to Spokane, because they do another tournament, like the over 30 league or whatever it is. So now everybody's old enough to be in the older version of the tournament that doesn't happen Easter weekend.
And also, well, the fact that you get out of Easter weekend every year, like, you know, skip a family thing, that's awesome.
Oh, and Munson's mom would make this thing called the resurrection rolls, and they were amazing. I don't even know what was in them, and it was like pure crack, and we would all just be eating these hungover, be like, I wish your mom would make us some more resurrection rolls.
Part of the buddy tradition.
They were like really airy and delicious.
206-803-ROCK. So the guys from England since 1968 have had this buddy tradition, so we want to hear from you, Rockaholics, if you have any sort of a buddy tradition. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Guns N' Roses. Rockaholics, what is your buddy tradition? We're asking because we learned about this group of guys in England who have been meeting for a pint of beer every week since 1968.
For the last, 58 years or something, 56 years or something along those lines. And just listening to these guys makes you just want to pull up, grab a bar stool, and listen to their stories.
I bet we haven't missed in 56 years. I bet we haven't missed 25 Thursday nights. We're down to 7 or 8 now, but we still meet every week. We don't do emotional type stuff.
I think you should.
We talk about our intimate illnesses and...
This glee club started with soccer and sex, which we discussed. And now we talk about pensions and prostate. So,
yeah. How many times a night you get up to go to the toilet? That's what we talk about.
Perfect. I love it.
I'm at one time a night. Did they let me into their crew? Not yet.
It's got to be multiples.
It's got to be multiples. And I don't have a pension, so I'm kind of screwed.
What is your buddy tradition, Rockaholics? 206-803-ROCK.
Looking at some of the text messages, one person said, Taryn, you're going to love this. Every year, all of us pick one game, go back to Pullman for the Cougs. Go Cougs.
Go Cougs.
Do you do that?
We did last year. The sorority sisters and I did it last year. We didn't pick a game this year, but I'm going down to Oregon when the Cougs play the Beavers down there.
I think, I don't know if I'll be able to pull off this year, obviously, but like I think next year, I want to bug our buddy MK Bruce, M. Christo, yes, who's like a Coug legend, played on the team, and he's now a pilot, and he sometimes flies to Pullman to go watch a game. I want to bug him and be like, hey man, can I go on a flight with you for one of those? A, because I think it'd be fun to go on a plane with him.
Absolutely.
I've never done one of those little small plane things, and B, I need a new tradition, and maybe he could do it with me.
And you've never even been to Pullman before.
I've never been to Pullman. Oh. That is definitely one of those things I absolutely have to do. Another texter says, all of my brothers, and we have 5 brothers, we all live all over the country, but every year we pick one concert and we meet. This year was my pick, so they all came into Seattle for Metallica.
Yeah, that's a good choice.
I like that. That's a good way to make sure that you all get together at least once a year.
Absolutely.
So what's yours?
Well, I'm actually doing one tonight.
Aww. How many do you have?
Well, I have a
couple. Feel like you have like 8 or 9 traditions that are just kind of constantly happening every single day.
The 3 girlfriends from high school and I, we meet for dinner once a month. We call it girls' night, and sometimes we have to bail for one reason or another, but there's some number of the 4 of us that get together once a month and we have dinner.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really fun.
This text says it's been going on for 24 years now. While I'm cooking Thanksgiving dinner, my husband plays the original Halo with the guests that are there, friends and family, and they call it Thanksgiving.
That's cool. I like that.
Danny, do you have one?
Of course, Thirsty Thursday, same as these old guys.
You do every Thursday?
Pretty much every Thursday.
Is it by yourself?
Or? No, yeah, it's by myself. I go to the bar. I just get drunk. No.
Make new friends?
My best friend, Joe.
Oh,
we all know Joey. Yeah, we always get together, because especially once, you know, he was no longer at the station, it was like I didn't want to not see him, because we were seeing each other every day, and honestly got kind of sick of him. But no, at that point it was like
we need a reason to see each other.
We need a reason, and at that point I was like, hey, we should do Thirsty Thursdays and go to. It usually comes out to West Seattle, bless his heart, because I don't want to drive all the way to Northgate and then.
Plus, he still hasn't allowed you to come into his place.
Well, one time, Steve. But yeah, we get a beer, and I like it that they say a pint of beer for these old guys. I'm like, that's our like goal too. We always get more than a pint of beer.
I feel like they do too.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Does Joey's sister ever get invited, or do you leave her out?
Who's his sister?
I literally have never gotten invited.
Yeah.
No. And I'm salty about it every Thursday.
You're not a buddy.
Why? Well, I guess not.
Just show up unannounced.
She'd be like, she doesn't know where we go.
Put a tracker on Danny.
Ooh.
And then you'll know where he is at all times.
That is some crazy ass I would do.
It's interesting that you bring that up, because I think about that even with like the donkeys. Like, we had a reason every week to see each other because we were playing beer league hockey. Yep. But now that we don't have a team, it's like, you know, my buddy Munson and I were trying to plan it. Let's get together for lunch, because we're just like, we don't see each other every week anymore. And it's like, I feel like we need to come up with something. Maybe we'll just be like, there's a joke where the team's called the Ghosts. And what it is that they don't ever play hockey. They just show up to a bar. So every time a team's playing the Ghosts, they know they have a forfeit because that team's going to ghost them and not show up. They just have they go tell their significant others, like, oh, yeah, beer league tonight. Got a game at 8 p.m. And they just go straight to the bar and hang out.
That is amazing.
So maybe we just need to become like the Donkey Ghosts.
I respect that on a whole nother level. That's fantastic.
We have done one hockey tournament where we said it was a hockey tournament. My wife didn't care. But we just went to Portland, and some of the guys actually brought their gear in their car, parked it at the rink, and then we all met up in a party bus, and we went to Portland. We didn't play any hockey. We didn't even go anywhere near a hockey rink. I think the only ice that we had near us was the ice that were in our drinks.
Nice.
But for some of the guys, their significant others thought they were at a hockey tournament the entire weekend while we're just getting wasted.
That is amazing. Now, I have a tradition I'd like to start right now, and that is preventing Steve Miggs from hitting 300 wins in the game of Beat Miggs.
If I win.
You have 299 wins.
Do you guys have the confetti cannons?
Nope.
We all didn't think you were going to hit it today.
We've been saying.
Okay, here it is. 400 wins, we'll get the confetti cannons.
I'll hold it up to you.
In 2024, though.
299 wins.
Jeez, a lot of
89 losses and 51 ties in 2024. 206-803 Rock. We will play Beat Miggs at 750.
The Daily Miggs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.